Hello, everyone.
Radio.
Hello, everyone. We're here live. This is Jade.
And this is Winona. And I believe we're going to have a guest.
Some point
in here.
So welcome to the Woman's Cave.
Oh, yes. Welcome to the Woman's Cave. So,
yes.
All right, we just decided to do one live today, and we're really bad at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Extremely bad at
it. I mean, we're even more unprofessional than we normally are.
Yeah.
But at least we can hear the birds singing.
The birds are singing. Really?
Yes.
Oh,
okay, anyway,
moving on. What were we talking about?
We're talking about
books.
Oh, okay.
No, not book.
How was your weekend?
Oh, my week.
Vacation was great. Like, I was chilling.
Yeah, we wrote a book while we were on vacation.
Yup, a whole new misfit, guys.
Exactly. You know what's really kind of cool, though?
What?
It took us 12 hours.
It didn't take us, like, 12.
6:05 okay. a.m. to 6:24
to, like,
a.m.
hammer it out and truly, like, write it. Yeah, like, 12. But... We did do preparation before, so you guys, the only thing we just sat down was like, and 12 hours, like, no, we had, like, a title, and we had, like, the rough sketchings of what we were going to put, not even really the rough sketch. Okay, I don't even know how you say that, like, what did we have, like?
Well, we had, like, an outline.
Yeah, we had, like, an outline, not really an outline, because we didn't write anything down, I don't think. Yeah, it was, so... You guys know how much we enjoy responsibly a good drink. So this one kind of includes some of the recipes that we made up, even us being crazy and just making up some recipes. Or just pure laziness or brokenness. Brokenness comes and got us more often than not. That's what happens when you move out when you're too young. Anyway. Hopefully our guest will be joining us soon. So our new book is part of the Misfit Guide. So it's not going to be all the ladies. It's just going to be...
Winona, that's me,
and
Kay Walker, and Alexis Rose.
Yeah, so not all the ladies, as the last Misfit Guide was. Yeah, so it is called Cocktails, Soirees,
and the LVD.
Yes, for everyone out there that doesn't know, that is the little black dress.
Not the little black daughter.
Like my dad. Oh, my little black. No. No. No, it wasn't dad. No. Not at all. Not at all.
But he got inspired and he was able to write.
Well, I mean, this is where I get my creativity from. I didn't get it from my mother, which is okay because I got her business brain, which I definitely, I'm with that. I'm with that a lot. So I got her business brain instead, which is okay. So all that writing comes from my father, and so does my dyslexia, so that's all his fault is. Well, no, nothing to say about that?
Oh, wait. I guess I do have something to say.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little something to say. But, you know, it's Winona, so Winona only
has something. She has something. She's a lot of something. Never a little something.
Oh, my goodness. I should also mention that, you know, I'm huge on self-promotion, so I should say that our book.
Yes, do it.
Yes. So it's End I Thought Divorce Was Bad with Other Life Lessons, where we got ladies from 52. I'm sorry to the person out there that I thought was 62. You do not look like 62. Yay. And then we have End I Thought Being Grown Ups Was Easy. For all those young people out there who think that high school and then life is easy as taking a test, you are wrong! I shouldn't say that. You may be right. Your life may be that easy. But for the most of us, you are wrong! And I thought I could juggle it all. We tried, and we found out that we couldn't, because obviously we didn't have enough training and juggling life circumstances. And I thought I did my journey alone, a compilation of a bunch of women who got together and was like, hey, this happened to me too. Ha! Go figure. And we wrote about it in poetry. And I thought I had it all figured out. So Hollywood, I'm still begging to please have my own scripted television show. I know I have my own docuseries, but believe. All right. Next we have And I thought he was the one. And, yeah, we all thought he was the one at some point. Yeah. And then we found out he wasn't. And then for the guys who wrote in the back who found out that she was the one, thank you for sharing that one. Because we didn't want to hear about the ones who weren't. Just about the ones who are. We still need hopes and fairy tales and Prince Charming. So, ha. Sorry for y'all. Anyway, moving on. Yes, I am. I'm moving on to the workbook. And I thought the workbook. Jamie's just yelling from, like, the back of the studio. She went to go get, like, snacks. I think she's eating breakfast cake.
You know what? I'm talking about eating my breakfast cake. My breakfast cake is amazing.
And so, anyway, breakfast cake is kind of fun. But I want some, by the way, Jay. I really want some. Oh, no, she's not sharing. Just bring me breakfast tea then. Thanks. Don't laugh. Moving on. Again, because I keep getting stole. And I thought the workbook. This is a book that just goes through and explains how to get over trauma. Because the group has had a lot of trauma in their life. And just in case you didn't think so, watch this on London Television. We talk about our trauma for a full-on hour.
Hey, okay, wow.
I'm self-promoting today.
You're getting depressing today. I don't like it. Let's talk about something fun.
Hold on. I'm almost to something fun. And then, of course, how to start your own business. Fun. Oh. Just writing life. Ha. You want it fun, you got it.
And
so Just Writing Life is our docuseries that follows us. And we have some people say we have like a celebrity writer life, but it's not really. It's just us being us, and then stuff happens. Lots of weird stuff happens.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of weird stuff happens to us, but it's okay because that's why we write in the Misfit Guide, which is kind of interesting because we start off the Misfit Guides with a resume of why we should be able to apply for the Misfit Guides, right? Which is very interesting.
I was talking about the reality show, and you're like, why we should be able to apply for the Misfit Guides?
Oh, yeah.
That's what's happening with our podcast. Move on, Misfit Guides.
Oh, yeah. So we talk about some of the crazy things, and not all of them, well, I guess they're exaggerated. I don't know.
Most of them aren't. No, if it's on the resume, it's real.
Well, like a little bit exaggerated. But anyway, it's really kind of funny because we talk about how this one time Winona came and got me. So Winona is just a few years older than me. And she came and got me, right? And we were going out. And it was really hilarious because guess what we didn't have? We didn't have gas money, but we didn't recognize we didn't have gas money. And we were, like, digging around in the car seat to try to find gas money because guess who was late for their curfew? That would be me. And I was like, oh, I got to get home. This is not cool. My parents are going to have a fit.
Oh, yeah. Did they know you were even gone?
Yeah, I think I told them that I was going out with you, but then I didn't say where, and I didn't say how far I was going to be away from home. So, yeah, they didn't know that. So, hopefully my mom and dad aren't out here listening. Don't listen. Not a good look.
Well, apparently my mom, well, she can't listen. But my dad can definitely listen if he'd like to. I'm sure he knows about this already.
I'm sure. I think we probably told them, because, you know, as you get older, you can just confess your sins. It's fine.
Yeah, no, I had a list when I was growing up of things I would tell them when I turned 18. And it ran in my head every day. And I told them most of it. I think I got like 5 things left, but my mom will never know now. Oh, so sad.
No, it really is so sad.
It is really, really sad. But she was the person who was big on like, no, you should have told, or she would have been like, you should have told us then because she would have punished me then, but that's okay.
And yeah, you can't punish me now because I'm too old for that.
Yep.
So anyway, how was your week besides writing? On vacation.
Besides writing on vacation, we did an interview.
Yeah, we did.
That was, like, great, and we met clients. And, yeah, so it was a vacation. Supposed to be our first vacation in 2 years.
But it was a vacation.
And Jake slept a lot.
I read so many books. Like, so many. It was so nice to return to reading, like, one or two books a day. It was so nice.
And that's exactly what she did. She read two books.
She kept on. Lola was like, come on, let's do this. I'm like, no, I'm reading my book. And I'm sitting by the beach, but I got a tan. Definitely a tan.
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, by the way, you guys, it was a, whatchamacallit, a tropical storm.
Oh, yeah. So it was a Florida, and then there was a tropical storm. Because that's about us. That's about how it would go.
Exactly.
So we're still waiting on our guest, and hopefully she's out there listening and definitely call in. Rambling, right? It is getting bad, and I haven't had enough coffee.
Self-promotion day.
I know. It's so funny. We never get to explain our books ever.
Hey, so since we promised everyone I'm talking about reading, so what makes your choice of reading?
How do I choose?
Yeah, tell us how you
choose. I hate to say it because now that I'm an indie author, like I feel some kind of way that that's how I normally choose my books is that I will look at the reviews and see how many you have and then read them and then make my decision on them. And since we've become an indie author, right, I recognize how important those reviews are. So you guys, you're out there, you're reading books by independently published people or just even regular traditionally published people, please take the time and write a review, good, bad, or ugly. It really does help people find stories that they love or know maybe the path. It really does help them so much.
The way that I decide on you think you're bad? The way that I decide is simply, do they have an audiobook or not?
Well, yeah, I mean, everyone loves an audiobook. Everyone loves an audiobook. I love an audiobook. I don't know if everyone loves it, but I love an audiobook. I think that just comes from, you know, like recognizing when I was younger of my dyslexia and then recognizing that reading was really, really hard for me. And to get something on tape or CD or whatever it was back then, I don't know, but and be able to listen to it was so much better. So I really got addicted to audiobooks at a young age. So I really didn't read a lot when I was younger. I listened to a lot of books, but then I started to read. You know, when I got the coping mechanism or whatever they call them for dyslexia, whatever they call them, the reading things that you have to do. I mean, thankfully, my mom and my dad really helped me a lot with that in Winona. So when I got that, then I recognized the more I read, the easier it was for me to remember how to use the mechanism so I can read, and now here I am.
So pretty much, Jade, remapped her mind to read. Man, reading must be important to you.
It is very important, but I love audiobooks because I don't have to work for it. You know,
it's doing audiobooks, you guys. We have our own coming out.
Yes, July.
July 6th, July 18th, and July 23rd.
Yes, so watch, look out for some of the And I Thought series, and I Thought The Voice was Bad with Other Life Lessons, and then And I Thought Being Grown Up with Evie, and then one of Winona's books with another author, Rose Bidosette. They'll be all out in July. We feel important.
I know. We told Jay's husband, and he was like, oh my goodness, you're successful.
You guys made it now. We done made it.
I'm confused. Audiobooks make you make it. I thought TV shows made you make it.
I don't know.
Anyway, we have 13 minutes of chatting left, but I think I'm only going to use 10 because, this is hard. For all you people who do this on a regular basis,
I'm
an interview person, I am so proud. Wow. I should talk about how I pick reading. It's audiobook, and then I like to read reviews, and I go on the suggestions that Amazon gives, and then, of course, there's always my favorite one. I just have a writer that I love. By the way, who's one of the writers that you love?
Jane, I don't think she's going to come out with anything new.
She's going to do more and more.
No, she's not. She's really, truly not. She's been dead for centuries. So I love Jane Austen. And yes, I know that makes me such a total chick, and that's okay. I'm all right. The Pride and Prejudice is my book. I love that book. It is life. Also, I love a John Grisham novel, and I love just to discover new authors. I think this is why it's very important to have a podcast. When you talk about authors or you interview new people, because that helps other people discover a new author that they might fall in love with. And I've done that over and over again And I'm, like, really excited for the indie world because it's so many books now that you don't ever have to be like, I think I've read everything by this one author and I don't know if I like this other. Because there's going to be someone that's not exactly like that author, maybe better, maybe just a little bit like, eh. But you can still have so many books to read and it's so wonderful.
You're still supporting the indie world, Jade. I feel like I'm, like, interviewing you.
You're not interviewing me, man. I'm like, my coffee is getting low. I'm like, I'm still in vacation mode. Like, I'm like, am I working? What? This is ridiculous. Shouldn't I be on vacation? No.
I still want to be on vacation again.
It wasn't even a week.
It wasn't.
We didn't even take a week. Like, I think that we should have had 1 week of vacation.
I agree. I was like, 1 week. But then, like, some people around here, well, work real jobs. So we had to get back.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, no, the creative life is the best way to go.
Wow, that's hilarious. Yeah, so
we have another interview in like 8 minutes. My mouth is not gonna get any better. I'm like,
it's okay, I'm gonna refresh my coffee or somebody's gonna refresh it. Probably just me. But
yeah, so what happened to that breakfast cake, Gabe?
Oh, the breakfast cake is gone.
I didn't get none.
I don't know why she's always. She has the same opportunities as me on Thursday, but the same place every Thursday because we have a standing meeting. And she knows there's a good bakery right there. Does she take the time to get the cake? No, because you know what she's always doing? She's being cheap and loner. And she always is. That's why our businesses will always be in the black. But I'm just saying, the same opportunity as me. And
that
every
cake
Friday,
is $3
and
for a slice!
And every Friday morning, she's looking at me as I eat my cake, and she's like, did you bring me a piece of cake? No. We had the same opportunity. I pulled up to the store where the cake is sold. Same opportunity. Like, it's not even like she wasn't with me, and I should have got, no. She was right in the car. Coming back.
Does it help if I wasn't mentally with you? I wasn't really thinking about the cake every Thursday. Just assume every Thursday I'm not thinking about spending $3 on cake. You should spend $3 for me.
No, you won't. That's a lie. I already know. She's not going to do that, you guys. But the point is.
Hey, you guys. Go.
Again, she has the same opportunity as me. And so she cannot look at me. Not so bad for her. My cake is a wonderful one. I appreciate it very much.
So what about the breakfast tea?
Your breakfast tea?
Yes.
You have the same opportunity?
No! We're not doing this again.
There is hot coffee. You have the same opportunity as me. Just because you want to arrive like 2 minutes before we go on, that's on you. That's not on me. I'll be hating. Getting my coffee to eat with my cake.
Whatever.
Go get your
breakfast tea. All right, you guys. We're going to talk about one more thing, and then we're out of here. The award show.
Oh, coming up soon. We are up for finalist of the year. Wow. Finalist for poet of the year. Okay, coffee needs to be stronger, apparently.
Someone make it stronger!
No, it's already made. It is what it is.
Fresh pot, please. Of coffee. Of coffee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, to make that clear. We are up for a poet of the year. We are finalists at an award show this year. And, yes, please, it's on our website. You can go to andwethought.com and check it out. I mean, literally, if you put it in andwethought.com, it's right there on the home page. It's literally right there. Because I don't want to mess it up because the coffee isn't strong enough. So, I'm a little half-sleep. But we are there, and, I mean, it's such an honor. Because a lot of times, when you write things, I mean, I wasn't even a real writer until Winona dragged me in kicking and screaming about 2.5 years ago. 2.5 years ago?
Yep.
And she dragged me in kicking and screaming and told me to write, because I was always her beta reader and always the person that made her jokes funny, because, you know, I know her, but. You guys don't, and I wanted to get her. And she said, oh, please just write with me. So I wrote some stuff, and it's been a 2.5 year journey, and here I am, a finalist for Poet of the Year. Like, that surprises me. It's in shock. I'm in awe. You know, I praise my of thankfulness.
Wow, you getting spiritual today?
I'm getting deep. I told you the coffee's not strong enough.
Oh, yeah, now I'm taking the mic from you. I'm sorry. Take the mic. Please take the mic. Drop the mic because I'm here. That's all you need to know. My name is Mona. I'm here. Drop the mic. It's okay. No, I am excited, but we've had this entire discussion for quite some time now about me buying a dress.
Oh, that's what we were talking about. I didn't
hold on. So this is like my stylist picked out a dress, and I'm just annoyed because it was $30 over the budget I set for each of us to get a dress. So my thing is I feel I don't need to buy it, but I bought it.
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
She was right.
Yep.
But if you're listening, next time, $30 less. Don't care if it's gorgeous. I want $30 less. Stay in budget. Anyway, I think we're almost ready. We got the shoes. We got the hair done. We're going to get the hair done.
I was like, what? It's not going to last for 3 weeks.
Yes, it will.
I don't care how many scarves I tie on it. It's not going to last. Right? That's not going to work.
I mean, we got the hairdresser. We got the makeup artist ready to go. And I'm so excited. And what, by the way, yes, this all ended up with a self-promo thing. Watch it all on Just Right in Life. Oh. Season 2! I guess we really didn't talk about much, and I know that, I don't know, we had technical problems, I think, on both ends. So we will definitely have Ms. Sharon Lucas on, but you guys, check her.
Probably, by the way, this is our 7th attempt
at
having
it's on. We are going to get to you, Ms. Lucas, we promise. It is going to work. But you got to check her out at
One Reading.
No. Check her website.
At Reading Divas.
At readingdivas.com. She does some really great work. I mean,
she has an event coming up.
She has an event coming up. So please go out there and support her. We'll probably marry you, even drop in if we can.
You know, as a narcissist, Ms. Lucas, if you're still listening, I would love to come to your event. Yes. Just saying.
I mean,
not like to show up. I would love to come and speak or sit and sell books.
Oh, my goodness. She's joking.
I
like it.
Look adorable. I am joking. I'm just joking.
But, and I really wanted to thank Ms. Lucas for even trying again to come on our show. We really, really appreciate it. I mean, you guys know we don't go live for anybody, but, you know, she must be a really special person if we went live. So know that you're really special, and we know that we're going to get together soon, and you're going to share with us some wonderful wisdom. But remember, you guys, that wisdom is all around you if
you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Winona
and
Jade.
And Jade.
And we went live for this one. This is weird.
It's so weird.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.